I'm Runa Tarrant. The Justice Department is sending Congress emails containing new details on former FBI Director James Comey's interactions with President Trump. The memos, running 15 pages in total, detail a series of phone calls and encounters in the months leading up to Comey's firing. Meanwhile, three additional lawyers are joining President Trump's personal legal team to help him deal with the special counsel's Russia investigation. The nation's largest teachers' union is ending its relationship with Wells Fargo because of the bank's business ties with the gun industry and the National Rifle Association. The American Federation of Teachers has 1.7 million members and channels about 1,600 mortgages a year to Wells Fargo. The union threatened to end its endorsement after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and after reports that Wells Fargo was the banker for the National Rifle Association. The union said its attempts to meet the bank to discuss the matter went unanswered. A spokesman for the German Bishops' Conference has said the group's president has been asked to travel to Rome by Pope Francis to discuss pastoral guidelines for possibly allowing some non-Catholics married to Catholics to receive the Eucharist. Cardinal Reinhard Marx had announced in February that three-quarters of German bishops approved the development of pastoral guidelines for situations in which a non-Catholic spouse married to a Catholic could receive communion. German bishops said reports that the document was rejected by the Vatican were false. Communist Party stalwart Miguel Díaz-Canel has been sworn in to replace Raúl Castro as the president of Cuba. The National Assembly swore in the 57-year-old yesterday, marking a new chapter for the island after nearly 6 years of rule by the Castro brothers. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.